Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Reactions continue over an intelligence report which notes Russian President Vladimir Putin-directed cyber campaign to meddle in the November U.S. presidential election won by Donald Trump. President Obama appeared on the ABC News program this week.
The report is very clear. Number one, the Russians sought to interfere with the election process, that the cyber hacking that took place by the Russians was part of that campaign, and that they had a clear preference in terms of outcomes.
In the past, Mr. Trump has said he does not believe the Russians use computer hacking to affect the outcome of the election. Reince Priebus, who will be White House Chief of Staff when Donald Trump becomes president, was on Fox News Sunday. He said Mr. Trump believes Russians might have carried out cyber espionage.
He's not denying that entities in Russia were behind this particular hacking campaign. But let me just respond to your point, though. You say never have we had such a massive. Yeah, but here's what we have. We have the DNC as a sitting duck.
Priebus said the Democratic Party headquarters, the DNC, and certain party leaders whose email accounts were hacked prior to the election had computer systems which were not properly secured. Soldiers in Ivory Coast have ended a short mutiny after reaching agreement with government on pay raises, housing, and promotion issues. Streets of the northern city of Bouake were reported calm after troops returned to their barracks. Troops elsewhere, including the commercial capital Abidjan, had joined the protest. This is VOA News. Former Iranian President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani has died at the age of 82. Rafsanjani's son Yasser said his father was always worried about others, and even up until his death, he was thinking of the people of Iran and what was best for them. Rafsanjani's death comes ahead of presidential elections in May, and some observers say it is a blow to moderate President Hassan Rouhani, who allied himself with Rafsanjani to win the 2013 election and went on to resolve Iran's long standoff with the West on its nuclear program. Rafsanjani's funeral will be held in Tehran tomorrow. Iran has announced 3 days of mourning, including a public holiday tomorrow for Rafsanjani, who was president from 1989 until 1997. At least four Israeli soldiers were killed, several others injured after a truck driven by a Palestinian slammed into them in Jerusalem. The truck was identified, the driver, as Fadi Ahmad Hamdan Kumbor of East Jerusalem. A police spokesman called it a terrorist attack, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it was likely inspired by the Islamic State. Middle East scholar Michael Fishbach of Randolph-Macon College in Virginia said others may view it differently.
While the method seems similar to attacks by groups, notably Islamic State, I think it's important to contextualize this particular attack and realize that it comes in the context of this year, a 50-year Israeli occupation of East Jerusalem and the West Bank.
Sunday's incident ranks as one of the single deadliest attacks in a wave of Palestinian violence against Israelis that began in September of 2015. U.S. federal agent who interrogated Saddam Hussein alone for months after the former Iraqi leader's capture is now leading the investigation into the shooting rampage at an airport in the U.S. state of Florida, which is blamed on an Iraq War veteran. George Pirro, a native of Lebanon, is in charge of that FBI investigation into the shooting that left five people dead and six wounded. Federal prosecutors have charged 26-year-old Esteban Santiago in the killings, which could result in the death penalty if he is convicted. So far, authorities are saying no motive for the attack is evident and that they are following all investigative leads. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.